Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're slowly making our way through the seven churches of Asia, and we've named these other churches. If you remember, Ephesus was the careless church, They lost their first love. They were busy and dynamic, but they lost their first love. We remember the church at Ephesus there. Then we looked at the church at Smyrna. They were the crown church, and we looked at that, and the Lord had nothing bad to say about the church at Smyrna. They were a crown church. Then the church at Pergamos, they were the compromising church. And last week we looked at the church at Thyatira. They were the corrupted church. And this morning we will look at the church at Sardis. And they're the carnal church. The word Sardis actually comes from the root word of sarx. S-A-R-X is the Greek word. And I'm not a Greek scholar, don't pretend to be one. And I'm glad Doug or Danny's not in here. They're the Greek people and language guys. And Temple Meek, he's not here this morning. He teaches languages at the school in Brandon, at the college in Brandon. So I'm really intimidated when these language scholars are here. And so I have to be careful how I try to pronounce the words. I look them up and see the pronunciation and see what the definition is. Well, the word sarx literally means fleshly or carnal, that fleshly nature. And so from that, it's of no mistake that churches or that city that the church was in was named Sardis. So anyway, it was once a great city, the city of Sardis, but it had died. I don't normally read from somebody else, but I want to read something here that a historian wrote about Sardis, and then we'll jump into the Bible study this morning. The ancient city of Sardis had seen its best days in the past and started to decline. This was a time when Jesus now is speaking in Revelation chapter number 3. This great city is on its decline. Yet it was a wealthy city, situated on a junction of several important roads and trade routes. And I'm going to get to the story here about it. It was sitting on top of a mountain. On three sides were sheer cliffs, so it was well fortified. This city that when armies would come, they'd have a difficult time capturing the city because of its location. Well, the connection between Sardis, because of the trade routes, the connection between Sardis and money, and it has a point, easy money was well known in the ancient world. And here's the interesting fact, and I wish Danny was in here to hear this. He's probably out teaching somewhere. It is of interest to note that the first coinage ever to be minted in Asia Minor was minted in Sardis. And, you know, Danny's big on antique, or I shouldn't call it ancient coins. I think antiques. He thinks, to me, an antique's anything older than me. Danny's ancient. You're talking, you know, hundreds and hundreds, and he collects those old coins from AD 100. Anyway, the first coins ever in Asia Minor were minted there. And actually, Sardis was where the place where modern money was born. Interesting from that. So it was an important city, but yet it started losing its glamour and all. The city was also well known for its softness because of its luxury. A lot of times, and it makes sense even today, when people get wealthy, they tend to get soft, and I won't go into all of that. You know, they get lazy. You know, and they're not have to work hard anymore because everything's been given to them. They get in their lazy boy, their sleep number bed, and they got it made. Now, that's what happened at Sardis, okay? They were wealthy, and they started, because we're going to see this here in Revelation chapter 3, where the Lord told them, you watch, because they were no longer watching. They lost that vision of being careful because they became lazy. So that's important to read, to understand, okay? The great characteristic of Sardis was that even on pagan lips, Sardis was a name of contempt. Its people were notoriously loose living, notoriously pleasure and luxury loving, and Sardis was a city of decadence. And because of that city was once a great city. It's like the Roman Empire, who was once a great the greatest empire on the face of the earth, because the immorality and the decadence and all, Roman Empire was destroyed. Well, much can be said for America, and that's another subject. America was once a great nation, but now because of the immorality and the decadence and all these things that are going on in our nation, I don't believe we'll ever recover to be that great nation we used to be. That's another story. But that's what happened to Sardis, that they really messed up. But here's a neat story I wanted to share with you about Sardis. I told you about they were sitting up on that mountain, a great mountain with sheer cliffs on three sides. And it was well defended on the other side. And you just know, for centuries, people tried to defeat it. Well, there was a king at that time called Croesus. Some of you might have heard this story before. And he was the king of Sardis. He was sitting there, of course, you've heard already now, they're wealthy and they're lazy and they think they're well protected. Well, Cyrus, you've heard of Cyrus, the king of Persia, came and he surrounded the city, but yet he couldn't go through those walls. It was well fortified. So he gave a great, like a reward to one of the soldiers, or any of the soldiers, said, if you can figure a way how to get in that city, I'll make you a wealthy man. So one soldier just kind of started watching. In particular, a story goes, and he saw that one of the soldiers up on the wall, because you're not climbing those sheer cliffs, he dropped his helmet. And he watched, and he just observed that he saw that a soldier came, and there was a little path that he came down. He retrieved his helmet, and he went up that narrow path, kind of like a secret passageway, if you will, and went back into the city. Well, the soldier went and told the king Cyrus, hey, I found a way in. Well, that night, they went in, and they captured Sardis. Cyrus, that Persian king, came and captured Sardis. And the whole reason I brought that up, the whole point of the matter is because the soldiers were not watching. You ever heard of people falling asleep on the watch? Well, those guards who were supposed to watch the walls, well, they felt so safe and secure that whole Persian army just walked right in without any kind of conflict, and they took the city of Sardis. Interesting. Another interesting thing about Sardis, most people attribute Aesop, I think I say Aesop fables, is this the Aesop or Aesop fables, you know, that he was born in Sardis, whether or not he was, but a lot of historians say that's where Aesop fable, the guy wrote all those fables, was born there. So it was a going city. It was really an active city, but because of the wealth and other things, they just got lazy. Anyway, this was a time when Jesus wrote, or John wrote, and Jesus said in verse number 1, let's read these 6 verses and we'll get into it. I have a lot going on here. And the angel of the church in Sardis, unto the angel of the church in Sardis write. Remember, I believe the word angel here is another word for the messenger, that pastor. Write, and then the pastor was to share to the church the things that Jesus has said to the church at Sardis. And this is what Jesus said. These things saith he that hath the 7 spirits of God and the 7 stars. I know thy works, and thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are not ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, literally a remnant, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk worthy with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, and I won't get into this, but listen, there's 2 people in the world today. They're either overcomers or they're overcomed. Let that sink in. You're either an overcomer or you're being overcome. Well, he said to those who are the overcomers, The same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess him before my Father and before his angels.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.